Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and you can email questions to bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, @BruceSalen. And if you haven't already liked the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, why the heck not? It's got over 3,600 moms and dads from around the world. You can listen to any of my shows, read any of my current or past columns by visiting my website, brucesalen.com. We're going to break from format today as I have a very special guest for this segment, Joseph Cordell. He is an author and the founder of the nation's leading law firm for men facing divorce, Cordell & Cordell, and the creator of DadsDivorce.com. He is licensed in Missouri and Illinois. For more information about Joseph and to purchase his book, The 10 Stupidest Things Men Do When Facing Divorce, please do visit DadsDivorce.com. Welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, Joseph.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on, Bruce.
It's my honor. How would you like to be addressed, as Mr. Cordell, Joseph, or Joey?
Joe will work.
I just thought I'd throw that one in. As my son's favorite TV show of all times is Friends, so there is, of course, the Joey character. I read your book, some of it last night. I can't honestly say I read all of it, but after about five pages, I realized how valuable it was. The book, of course, is called The 10 Stupidest Things Men Do When Facing Divorce. And I would like to open the floor basically to you to pick out which of those you want to highlight. I got to tell you that I was very proud of myself that I did not make the stupid mistake number one, which you might want to explain to our listeners.
Okay. And let me do this too, Bruce, is kind of get a little bit of a preface. And that's that there are certain mistakes that men in particular are inclined to make. In other words, mistakes that are made in divorce are not distributed randomly between both sides of the table, the husbands and the wives.
You're not suggesting that men and women are different, are you?
I know this is very politically incorrect assumption, but I tell you what, that the mistakes are definitely different. Now, part of these mistakes, incidentally, are attributable to the system as it exists now, which has its flaws, and we'll talk about that. But also, you know, guys just tend to do dumb things that are a little different, and I might argue more numerous than the ones that women do. But in any case, what we've done over the years, we have about 90 attorneys in our firm who do just divorce law, and 98% of our clients, 97% of our clients are men.
So how did that 2 or 3% ever get in through the door?
Well, they're referred to us by our male clients is all I can figure.
Interesting. All right, go on. I'm sorry.
But in any case, we got together and some time ago, and we came up with this idea for the book, and Random House thought it was wonderful. So we wanted to identify 10 things that if guys did these differently, they would substantially change the outcome in their case. And so we sat down, we put our heads together, and as you might imagine, it was difficult to get this down to 10, but we did, and these are things that we think are of crucial importance. Now, you mentioned the first mistake.
By the way, are they in order of importance in your book?
No, they're not. We could never agree on that. We barely got it down to 10. But certainly these are key mistakes. And the first one mentioned is guys moving out of the house. Now, this is something that all your listeners will surely agree that they don't think there's a problem of wives leaving the house, particularly involuntarily, in divorces. It's guys who do it, and it usually happens in a context of there's an argument sometime in the evening. The wife reaches the end of her tether, so to speak, and she points to the door and says, go, I want you out of here. Then almost as if that guy is a guest at a bed and breakfast, he scurries upstairs, he packs his bag, and out the door he goes.
Tail between his legs.
Yeah. And so at some point later, it could be the next day, but more often it's closer to 3 or 4 weeks to 6 months later, he gets into a lawyer's office. And he comes to the lawyer's office, and then he presents the question, gee, you know, I moved out of the house some time ago, and I wonder if this was a good idea. And often the answer to that question is no. But guys just are prone to this submission in this way when they, in all likelihood, have paid for that house. And certainly they've paid for half of the house.
And they continue to pay for it while they're living in an apartment or a hotel room.
Yeah, or sleeping on a friend's couch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, you did say in that chapter, I recall, that it is a there is a remedy if you act fast enough. You want to explain that?
Well, there can be a temporary order that can be obtained while a case is pending. That's one solution. So it's not as if we're suggesting that that guys spend a year and a half in the house with their wives under very stressful conditions. But at least, you know, let a judge make the determination, and that reflects a couple of things. Number one, it allows you to stay in there and move out under circumstances that are much more orderly, which means some property you may be able to take with you, records, other documents that are important you will have.
That you may not have access to if you've left the house?
Notoriously, these things disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And then furthermore, the judge knows that you're leaving there involuntarily, that you've asked the court, say, Judge, I'd like to stay here, and I think we can make this work while it's pending, or put my wife out. But the judge knows that if, for example, custody's an issue, that you're of the opinion that the children are better served living with you while this case is pending, not to mention thereafter. But when a guy moves out and leaves the kids at home with mom, assuming custody's an issue, when he leaves the kids home with mom, his behavior speaks much louder than his words. And what the behavior says is, look, if we have to split up, my wife and I both seem to agree that the children are better in her care than in mine.
The other thing, unfortunately, that you mentioned is that the other side could use that so much against the man.
And that always is what happens. I mean, it's characterized as the guy having other priorities. It's characterized as his feeling that he's not capable of caring for the kids, that he doesn't want to be bothered with them in the interim because they're a hassle. I mean, believe me, the other side will not spin that event in a way that's favorable.
Even though you may have done it from honorable intentions, which actually goes to Richard's mistake that he expressed of being nice. We don't have a whole lot of time. I want to get a little bit more for our listeners of just quickies on the other mistakes, if you don't mind.
Okay.
You go.
Okay. One thing I would mention for guys is it's critical that they complete the financial documents correctly. Now, this is a boring topic, and whenever I bring it up, but people have to realize that the battlefield, for the most part, of divorce is not the sort of things that would entertain a primetime television audience. I mean, those things may come up, the salacious stuff and misconduct, et cetera, but the brass tacks of divorce, what ultimately matters at the end of the day, is the details that are on these financial statements. There will be a statement of income and expenses where both parties will list how much their income is and what their expenses are, their cost of living, and each of those is to be detailed. And also there will be a balance sheet where each party lists assets, they give a projected value of it, and they list liabilities.
Now, in California, Joseph, they have something called the disometer. Are you aware of that?
Which is a community property state, but go ahead.
No, the disometer, as I understand it, it may not be called that, is literally all those numbers that you just talked about are put into some program and out spews basically property distribution, alimony, and other things. And it's so consequently, the accuracy and validity of the financial statements in California obviously have a big impact on the outcome.
Yeah, and that's a good illustration. It's a little different in community property states, but the concept's the same, and that's that the numbers that are assigned to each line in those forms is going to affect the amount of maintenance that's paid, if any, the amount of child support that's paid, the division of assets, who keeps what assets so that the scales balance. And often guys are prone, whatever state they're in, to be very dismissive about these documents. I don't know what it is. They seem to regard it as a clerical thing that they just zoom through if they're permitted. And more, I think, more incriminating, though, is the fact that many lawyers allow their clients to do this. They'll tell their clients to come up with this information, and then it'll be their legal assistants who will type it up and file it with the court. So the bottom line is these numbers are hugely important, and guys need to be much more willing to sit down with them and think them through.
I appreciate that. It's very valuable. Listen, Joseph, we are actually out of time. I would love to have you back, and so we could go through some of these other mistakes. I hope you'd consider doing that.
I would, and I appreciate your having me on.
Please tell our audience both the title of your book and where they could get it should they want to.
The 10 Stupidest Mistakes Men Make When Facing Divorce. In bookstores across America, It's quick to get it online. I might mention to guys, you might think about getting the digital version. I know you can get it from Amazon so that you don't have a hard copy lying around the house. But
my wife saw it, by the way, and I knew she'd know that it was not related to us, but she picks it up and she brings it in and says, is there something I need to know?
Yeah, that's a good illustration, so be careful with the book.
And your website again, please?
DadsDivorce.com, a great resource.
All right, it is a pleasure. Went by way too quickly, Joseph. We will arrange another time, I hope, to continue with the men's stupidest mistakes, which this is very valuable. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bruce. Goodbye.
It is time for a break. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
Bruce Allen, A Dad's Point of View. Bruce Allen, Father of Two. Bruce Allen, he knows what to do. Bruce Allen, what's that going to do?